Benihana, baby T, coming at you from Providence. Gloves off, hockey podcast. We're talking Bruins hockey. Tonight, 29 November, Tampa Bay Lightning, number one in the league.
Big game tonight.
Versus Boston. Let's talk about who was in the lineup, first of all, real quick. Maybe some notable people for Tampa Bay as the visitors. We got their starting goalie.
That's right.
Vasilevskiy.
Yep. We had our starting goalie, and they had theirs, too. So they match one for one tonight.
Victor Hedman
was in, Steven Stamkos was in, all the big names. Yeah.
All the big names that we were talking about earlier. And we were just kind of catching up with their roster, but they got Kunitz, they got Callahan, they got Johnson. This team is stacked.
That's right. And they've been a contender for years now, and here they are, you know, this year, atop of the conference. So they're the real deal. There's no two ways about it.
Absolutely. So back in our lineup, David Backes, welcome back, sir.
First game back after getting, I believe it was like 6 or 8 inches of his colon removed, and he's back in less than a month. So tough, pretty tough dude. He's known to be tough, but he's showing it.
I'll highlight him a little bit later because I definitely took some notes about him, and he had a great first game back. And Brad Marchand, kind of a game back, but it's some things are expected. you know what I'm talking about.
Some things are expected, penalty minutes in particular.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's really important to the team.
Yeah.
Marchand is.
Sure. Absolutely. So big first period.
Well, let me just stop you real quick. Krejci being out is
Krejci
big.
Out. Yes.
You know, just as important, just as big of a name, bigger name probably.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed tonight. So you know, two steps forward, one step back kind of thing.
Seemed that way in the first period, though. It almost seemed like we didn't miss him in some aspects.
True.
Unfortunately, going a little bit back to Marchand, you can't even play, 3 minutes without getting a penalty. So, yeah, you're right. There was some high pressure. Tuukka stopped a really good point-blank shot from Stamkos. And the first big instance of the first period was the Bruins challenging a non-goal call.
That's right.
That's bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that since the rules have been shifted and everything like that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because the rules for challenges are ever-changing.
Right.
You know, even this last offseason, mm-hmm. the rules for the challenges changed with the penalties for the offsides challenge and whatnot.
Sure.
But, yeah, you're right. So Charlie McAvoy had a shot all the way out from the point, and they called it no goal. And so the Bruins, they called it no goal based on what we're thinking is the goalie interference assumption.
Yeah. Which looked questionable.
Questionable, yeah, that's what I was going to say too. I mean, Marchand was the usual suspect. He's out in front of the net, which is good. And, you know, in my eyes, he was definitely in that blue paint or anything, but I don't think he hindered Vasilevskiy's movements. I don't think he, you know, it was a screen more than it was, a block, you know. And so the Bruins challenged based on the no-goal call because the puck went in the net.
Which we weren't even really aware that you could do.
Right. And it worked out. So the Bruins kept their challenge, too. Kept their timeout.
Right, which would come in handy later in the game. So that was the first one. McAvoy just hammering it home. Wednesday night rivalry. Do you think this is a rivalry in the making here?
Yeah, I think it ebbs and flows. It has, its years. The Bruins, at least currently, the Bruins have to be good for it to be a rivalry because Tampa's been better than the Bruins have over the last, since the Bruins won the Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are now in the same division, which, is kind of another talking point in itself. It's kind of a fabricated rivalry. The Eastern Conference Finals in 2011 on the Bruins Cup run, that was one for the ages, but I don't necessarily feel that one awesome series constitutes a rivalry, especially with the new scheduling format, and you're not going to play them as often as you would a division rival previously anyways.
Yeah, there's a lot bigger names that are within the division that you could, and outside the division now, unfortunately, due to the scheduling. And, but like we said, we'll talk about that in other times. Riley Nash finally gets his goal.
Yep.
We've been pretty much every game he's been on the board at least for an assist, a big play. What's going on? He finally got it.
Yeah, I guess I have to take a little bit of medicine because I was never a big fan of his. But, you know, we've been taking notes on these Bruins games the last couple weeks here. And I'm always writing down Nash's name, even if he's not scoring a goal. So, begrudgingly, I got to give the guy credit. I wasn't a big fan of his. I came from Carolina, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always just thought he was overrated. I'd rather see, like, a younger, maybe higher potential prospect than him. But he's solid. He's got good fundamentals. And, yeah, he's been playing well, especially of late.
Absolutely. The second period was more or less... Let me first. I'd be remiss if I didn't note that the Bruins had their season high 19 shots in the first period, which is for any team that's pretty damn good.
Absolutely,
it's pretty damn good. The second period kind of started out with some weird calls from the refs. It didn't really seem to shift anything with the momentum. However, the big momentum changer happened. Basically, after all these penalties were cleared up,
right.
The big goal by our boy, Torey Krug.
Our boy, my boy in particular. So, let me just say first about the penalties and stuff, the questionable calls you're referring to, is they gave matching to, I'm forgetting the Tampa Bay guy, but they gave it roughing and embellishment. They gave Marchand an embellishment. You got cross-checked Raider.
Yeah, that was afterwards, after the first one.
Correct. Yes.
And then there was a penalty shortly thereafter.
Right, because, you know, and unfortunately for gloves off, no fights tonight. And that stuff's dying out. I hate to say it, but it really is going away. But, yeah, you're right. There was two penalties and then two more penalties because, you know, tempers were starting to get higher. But me neither. You know, that was a reputation call because Marchand has the record. He's known to do that stuff. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually did. But he took a cross check right across
right across the B. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And he fell flat on his ass. And I don't think that was a dive. You know, inconsequential, but nonetheless, some flaky calls.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, our boy Spooner, well, our boy is Krug more than Spooner. Spooner's got a little bit of a local history, so I'll give him that. Made a nifty move. There was the word nifty was thrown around loosely a couple times, and this finally actually
was right. Why not?
And then Krug just hammered it home.
Yeah. So that was on the power play, for the record. So it's a power play goal by Krug. And he was down low. He was in between the dot and the goal line. It, you know, and he's known for that. I think that's pretty much how he scored his, like, first career goal. He's awesome offensively. He's improved vastly on defense over his, you know, career, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, nice one-time shot real low, you know, from the left-handed defenseman.
A beauty, absolutely. I put that Tampa Bay is not going to take it lying down, and shortly thereafter, Suster made it happen. Tough screen on Rask.
Yep.
Two Bruins right in front of him. And it was just, like you said, the puck had eyes.
The puck had eyes. It was his first goal of the season, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it was all the way from the point. You're right. There was plenty of traffic in front of Rask. Rask, you know, to his credit, he played a good game. He didn't face a real barrage of shots as we've, you know, highlighted already. He had some pretty good saves, and he didn't suck.
Johnson really wanted to break his 14-game scoreless drought tonight and had a couple really good looks on Tuke, and he stood firm. He definitely stood tall against them.
Absolutely, and that's the play that never got challenged, the one that went right across Tuca's back.
That's right.
The broadcast went to the overhead camera, clearly not a goal.
Mm-hmm.
But Johnson was all alone. He could have and should have scored, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Tuca was lucky in that one. That was a hell of a replay. But no goal, no challenge.
Yeah, no, will take it, these fans. We were talking earlier about Backus, his first game back. He had a great hustle during one of the plays. I don't know who the Lightning player was, but he made a diving play. It was risky, but it was worth it in the end. He really disrupted the forward momentum. He was hustling tonight. There was no, lying down for him. He wanted to play. He came in with momentum and speed and fire.
Absolutely. For coming back less than a month after that procedure, dude's tough anyways. And, when we were talking about him, I was saying that I think overall he probably hasn't lived up to the expectations as the free agent acquisition that he was, but I like him a lot, even if he's not on the line we thought he was going to be. He's got, he's physical, he's tough, he's got good fundamentals, and, that play you're referring to, he was behind both of his own defensemen making that play, because it was a diving, sweep on his belly, and he poked his stick around and disrupted the play, which would have, if he tripped the guy up instead of getting some clean contact with the puck, that could have been a penalty, maybe even a penalty shot. So yeah, real good play. Definitely that play in particular really stood out, hit, especially being his first game back.
Absolutely. So we go into the third period. Kucherov had a great chance, and then Stamkos finally puts one in. No surprise to see him on the board, really.
Nope. He's the league leader in points for a reason. That was a power play goal as well. But, yeah, it's the odds are against you when you're playing Stamkos. You ain't going to net one.
Unfortunately, yeah. Heavy pressure from Tampa in the third. Not really a nail-biter so much, but it was – you were watching the plays and really, kind of on the edge of your seat. So, Rask supposedly wanted the challenge, according to Don Sweeney.
Don Sweeney.
He got the challenge that he asked for.
He definitely got the challenge. And it's funny because he didn't really have to work so hard, right? It's a 3-2 game, but the shot totals was a disparaging difference there, mm-hmm. He didn't really have a huge workload, but he came up big when he needed to. He rose to the occasion. You said it yourself. They weren't gonna lie down and take a Tampa. It came out fast and furious, especially the last, I'd say, maybe 3-4 minutes of the game. I was screaming at the fucking TV when Rask came out with 14 seconds left to try to play the puck beyond the dots.
That was foolhardy.
I hate when he does that, honestly, especially his style, the way he plays, being ultra butterfly. He gets low immediately and he gets back immediately. So keep doing what you're good at. Don't try to play the puck. Don't try to be the hero. They have the extra man on the ice and there's less than 20 seconds left and you're trying to make a play. Get out of there with that.
Absolutely. Well, that was a big win tonight.
Big win.
We're happy that we watched it.
Another good game.
Absolutely. Another great game of hockey. Up here in Boston, you're listening to Baby T and Benihana from the Gloves Off Hockey Podcast. We're coming at you from Providence. Stay tuned, listen to more Gloves Off Hockey news and other things.